therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. We are at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, if you want to call in. And the guest I have today is Art Mathias. How you doing, sir?
Good, very good. Good day.
Yeah, you're calling in from Anchorage, and really appreciate that. And you and the group, the Alaskans for Honest Government, you are putting on a on the ballot for 2024 a initiative to basically remove ranked choice voting from as our way of voting. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Well, first of all, thank you.
You're welcome. Most people are saying thank you. There's one or two that are not too happy, but we'll convert them.
Yeah, there's a few people who might be elected because of ranked choice voting. What, you know, let's start from the beginning. When, how did you start formulating this plan and this idea?
Well, me and Philip Eisen, a business partner of mine, a brilliant strategist, just were unhappy. We just watched this ranked choice go. We predicted exactly what was going to happen in October. We saw how unfair and unequal this was and the games that were being played with it. And it just got unhappy and decided that it's time for two citizens to do something about it. So in October, we formed a PAC called Alaskans for Honest Government because we saw the garbage happening. We raised $20,000 that we spent on internet pop-up style ads that everybody hates. In the last 2 weeks of the election, we got 2 million views and 10,000 hits on our website. And said, wow, we could do this.
Well, yeah. Again, the initiative, thank you for jumping out there. I was hoping someone would. I'm a fairly busy person myself. And
tell me about it.
Yeah. And so tell me about your core group of people.
Well, there's the state requires a core group of the beginning committee to be three. I am one. Philip Eisen, my the genius in the marketing and the websites, is another, and Jamie Donnelly is the third.
Very, very classy lady. Very classy. Yeah.
Very classy. An incredibly brilliant husband.
Yep.
So I got a good working crew. I've got some of the hardest working people, most knowledgeable people. I'm excited about the group we have here.
You know, it seems like the opposition to ranked choice voting came in late, but it was bipartisan. Both Democrats and Republicans were against this.
Yes.
And the group that put it on, the Alaskans, the United America, that are based in Denver, Colorado,
yeah,
and the Action Now Initiative, based in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, they call it Bet for Elections up here.
Yeah, basically you had outside interest spending $6 million that barely won and changed their voting system.
And they lied all the way through it.
Yes, they did.
Aren't we tired of these outside people trying to play games with us Alaskans and think that they're the only know-it-alls and we're a bunch of dummies? I'm tired of it.
Yeah, you know, if this is what you want to do outside, you keep it to where you want to do it.
Yeah.
Don't bring what your philosophy is up here. Please, don't do it.
Yeah, we're tired of it.
Yeah. Now, also, you're looking at this, and what are the vote amounts that you will need?
Well, it looks like we've got the lowest voter turnout since about 2010. We're going to need only about 265,000 people voting. So we're going to need a little over 26,000 votes is all.
It's doable. It's doable. Yeah, you know, the last time...
We're going to get 75,000.
Good. And like I told you, I'm signing the initiative. I'm signing the initiative. Simple as that.
Yes. We've gathered our signatures that we have to have for the initial sponsors. We want to raise in the next 60 days someplace between a minimum of 10,000 sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we want every Alaskan to be a sponsor if they would sign on. And we're going to be communicating in so many ways with text messages and internet ads, driving people to our website where they're going to be able to sign up online, sign up as a sponsor, and maybe even give us a little bit of money so we can pay for this. And we're inviting every Alaskan, the Republicans, the Democrats, the nonpartisans, the libertarians, you're all welcome, because ranked choice kills us all. It changes how we vote.
You know, it seemed like the election was meaner than it ever was. Amazing we've ever seen, and it just never ended.
Well, it was, primary sessions are always a little bit on the nasty side when one Democrat's running against the other or a Republican.
Yeah.
This was a primary that was gone on for, 9-10 months now. It's ugly, dirty, divisive. I've never seen more angry, hurt, hateful things going on in my life.
And it was brought to us by an outside interest.
Yeah, don't you love it?
Yeah. My goodness. So, what's your plans for the interior?
We have an event up there in Fairbanks on the 30th with Senator Meyer. Philip Izon, our executive director, will be up for that event. We're looking for volunteers. Help us reach every village. We'd like somebody out in every village representing this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in many villages over the years, and we just need help. We need volunteers to go there.
Okay. So what does your initiative do exactly? Does it just remove it and what we did and bring it back to what it was? Or, you wrote it. What will we be looking at?
Well, ranked choice, the legislation had basically three parts. It had the ranked choice voting system. It had that what we call a jungle primary where all 48 of them, however many there were last spring, ran against each other. And then it had some restrictions and prohibitions on dark money. So what we've done is we're repealing the jungle primary. We're repealing all of the ranked voting system, replacing it with the normal primaries we've had. So it's one person, one vote. And we're actually going to add into this that if there is not 50% to win, then there's a runoff on the top two, not the top three or four like it ranked choice does.
Yeah.
So, then we are leading all the restrictions that were in the prior law on dark money. We are not taking any of those restrictions out.
What about for, say, someone passes in office the way they're replaced?
That has not changed. We just left that alone.
Okay. So you went after the jungle primary, the ranked choice voting. That was your primary.
Those are the two things that are most important in all of this.
And the third is, you get, if you're not 50% between the top two, run again. Is there a specific time frame where it happens? 30 days, 10 days?
I'm going to have to back and read that again. But, yeah, there's a time I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
I had lawyers write all of this. I didn't write it all.
my legalese prose isn't the best either.
You know, it's legal language. So I leave a lot of this up to these guys that really know that stuff. And we got the best of the best to do this. So
yeah,
and review it also. So it's been reviewed by two past lieutenant governors, past attorney generals, and by people that are in employees of the governor now that are attorneys. So we've had a lot of eyes look at this.
Well, if you could hang on for a little bit, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be back, okay?
Great.
Fairbanks, you listen to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. If you have a question for Art, give us a call. We'll be back after these messages.
On KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Did you miss out on the big holiday radio auction? Don't sweat it, as we have a nice selection of items still remaining and waiting for you now at alaskaradioauction.com. Loads of wonderful gift certificates for food, jewelry, tools, sporting goods services, and much more. Get everything you need for that Christmas shopping for a fraction of the price. Go to alaskaradioauction.com and save big. But hurry, this is the last week, and when it's gone, it's gone. That's alaskaradioauction.com. And happy holidays.
Well, another election has come and gone.
So when do we get the results anyway?
The Division of Elections has already posted initial results online, but the final results won't be released until November 23rd.
Huh, what takes so long?
Well, Alaska always takes several weeks to finalize our elections. That's how we make sure that every single vote is counted.
Oh, you mean like mail ballots from college students or folks in rural Alaska?
Exactly, and especially from Alaskans serving abroad in the military.
Okay, that makes sense.
This has been a public service announcement from Alaskans for Better Elections.
This Black Friday, Frontier Outfitters is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Shop early for store-wide savings in every department, even in the gun department. Save on gifts for all the outdoor people on your list. Frontier Outfitters is the outdoor store for everyone who loves to hunt, fish, camp, and hike with decades of experience. Frontier has the Alaskan proven gear they want. Don't miss the store-wide savings coming this Black Friday. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle. Your holiday shopping just got easy.
Your miraculous eyes connect you to your world. They bring your life into focus. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Meet optometrist Dr. Terry Bell, offering general family vision care, specializing in ocular disease and contact lenses. Schedule your eye examination with Dr. Bell. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians for medical and surgical eye care, fashion eyewear, and prescription lenses. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for Interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 16. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Lows level off around 2 above. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Highs around 10 above. Chance for snow Friday and Saturday, 11, Friday, 12, Saturday. A dusting of snow Friday through Friday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. Art, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Another question I have, I don't know if you can tell me this, but the way that the ranked choice voting allowed gubernatorial candidates to pair with their lieutenant governor, are you keeping that or are you changing that back to what it's a separate lieutenant governor elected?
That was part of the ranked choice?
Yeah.
That's part of the... Yes, that comes out.
Okay.
Back to separate elections.
Okay. So just curious about that one. And, you know, you had these teams forming. Oh, boy. You have a long road to hoe there. And so on November 30th, which is basically, what, next Friday? Or, I mean, next Wednesday, 1 week from today, you're having an event up here. And where's it at?
I'm sorry, but I don't know. I don't
okay.
have that here.
I'll find out. You know, I know that I think it's at the Last Roundup Steakhouse, but don't quote me on that. And I'll find out from Senator Meyer. He was supposed to. He couldn't be in the studio with me here today. He's out working. He had a couple of days off when I was talking to him, but he's out working today. He's driving up north and driving back. So what the heck?
Well, I was hoping he would be there to plug that event. I apologize.
Well, that's okay. I'll get him to plug it and make sure that he's in town to have him sit with me. He was recently elected. What gets me is, we have to wait so long now to find out the results.
Didn't used to, did we?
No, no.
I just listened to an ad that you were playing on the break, and the government is advertising why it takes so long.
Yeah, they're covering their backsides.
Absolutely.
You know, all the early voting could have been done, in our municipal election, any mail-in or early voting, that's the first thing you see counted. The first thing counted when you see the results. And that's the way it used to be until, I believe, the Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer, he started doing it. It's all at the end. And, oh, my goodness.
Well, we need to change a lot of things. This nobody trusts the elections anymore. And when they keep counting and adding, we remember the pictures of the boxes going at midnight. Nobody trusts this anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I fully... The Division of Elections here in the Interior, it's run by a very fine person, a very fine group of people. I have no issues with them up here whatsoever. But you get out into rural Alaska, and, you know, we've seen it where they've, you know, under the old system, they controlled in one village. They had people vote both on an open ballot and a Republican ballot, you know, two ballots. And they knocked out one of the existing state house members in 2016, I believe. You know, so I've seen that in a rural area when something like that can happen.
Well, I'm glad that's not the norm.
Yeah, it's not. Not in Fairbanks. Not in Fairbanks. They run a tight ship up here. Very good. Very helpful. Very fine people.
This whole ranked choice system is designed to redefine what an election is.
Yes.
To whatever this is how fascism works. They want to control the authority. They want to control the market. They want to redefine everything, even what genders are and all the pronouns. It's just insane. And they're redefining what an election is. Instead of one vote for one person, they want it to give some people having their vote count two or three times. That's not the American way.
Yeah, you know, they're making it so the least unpopular person gets elected. Not the most popular, the least unpopular person.
Yeah, probably the less qualified at the same time.
Yeah.
And people get discouraged. They quit. Our voter turnout was about 40%. That's the worst that it's been in 12 years. We're discouraging people from voting with this complicated mess. And when somebody, as it just happened in our House race, the person that got 40% won the election.
Yeah.
Two Republicans got 60%. The Democrat got 40%, but the 40%er is in there. What's right about that?
Nothing's right about that.
It's just insanity. And it was specifically designed to create havoc, making one person in the same party compete against someone else constantly, allowing this third party, this third person that's way down the ladder to win.
I have a saying, the difference between humans and animals. Animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack.
They don't survive.
No. But what do? We have the dumbest ones lead the pack.
Yeah, it's a participation award thing.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
But, we need to go back to a system that's one person, one vote, counted quickly, and that's what this initiative does. It gives us the ability to define elections here. What we in Alaska want our elections. We had the outside group spend, what did you say a little bit ago, $6 or $7 million
yeah.
to influence this? I'm tired of this outside election, these outside people. And even in the Senate, the House race here in town, we had an outside group beating up on one of our Republican candidates and supporting the other. Who are these people from outside telling us how to vote? I don't understand it.
We got a couple phone calls lined up. You ready to take a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Art Mathias, and your name is?
Hey, I'm Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, I agree with everything you guys are saying, and the other thing I wanted to add that they need to dump the Dominion voting system. I was reading on the internet, and you know, if you type in about hacking the Dominion voting system, governments agreed, CNN's agreed, NBC's agreed, everybody's talking about it now, how it can be hacked, it has been hacked, and I think for as little votes as Alaska has compared to other states, I don't see why we even need.
I lost you.
Oh, how's that? I'm sorry about that. You're on the air, KFAR.
This is Randy. Sorry.
Hello, Randy. You still there, Sam? I mean, Art?
Art's here.
Okay. Can you hear Randy?
Hello, can you hear Randy?
I've got all the right buttons on. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I hear you, but I don't
relay my question to Art.
Go ahead. What's your question, Randy?
I really appreciate him doing what he's doing here, and
I don't hear Randy.
He's adding the runoff component, you know, if you don't clear the 50% threshold.
Mm-hmm.
My question is do you know of some local elections that have a similar system? For instance, I believe our borough mayor election system is the same as that. There's a runoff, though I'm thinking that the threshold is 40% instead of 50%. And so I was wondering.
I'll explain this to Art and Randy. Thank you for the question, and I'm going to hang up on you so you can listen to it. We got about 3 minutes before the break. Okay, what his question was, Art, is do you know of any local elections like yours that has a 50% or what is the threshold of winning for not having a runoff? Now, in Anchorage, I believe the threshold is 40%. You have to take 40% of the mayoral there.
I think it's 45%.
45%, okay.
Yeah. That was changed by Mark Begich when he was in the assembly here.
Yeah, to get him elected. They had to get him elected mayor. He kept losing.
Yeah, he won by 17 votes after he changed it to 45%. Another backroom deal.
Yep.
So I like the 50%. You know, that's kind of how we ought to be, in the majority. So we have some respect for what's going on, all this cheating.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to get to that, because you have so many different available organizations that can have a candidate, you know, when you go back. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Independence, Constitution, Green, you know, those are six parties right there that always have a person on the ballot. And so if you don't have a 50% clear winner, okay, it's the top two, and it's within a specified time frame, and here you go. So you're not going to get the winner with 44% or 46%. Someone has to take the majority plus one.
And I think that's exactly how it should be. And having all these parties, I think, is a great deal. It gives so many more people a chance to participate on a real legitimate basis and have their leader involved, their winner, and their party involved in all of the debates.
Yeah, District 31, we had two Republicans, and one just relentlessly attacked the other one, and the Democrat got a free ride.
That's how it happened in the administration.
And they, you know, and okay.
That's how it happened in our Senate race, too.
Yeah.
Then we got Mitch McConnell, and they're interfering again, trying to tell us how to vote.
Oh, come on. He only spent $7 million up here. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we're gonna take a break for some weather, some Fox News and state news. Can you hang on, or do you have to go?
I can hang on.
Okay, Fairbanks, we're gonna listen to some Allman Brothers Band, a little bit of bumper music there. Then we're gonna go into the Fox News, and we're gonna go into state news. Then we're gonna go into the weather. Then we're gonna go into some commercials. And after all that, we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden is calling for more action by Congress after last night's mass shooting in Virginia, where a gunman killed six Walmart employees, then killed himself.
In a statement, President Biden says greater action is needed for gun reform. He has previously renewed his calls for an assault weapons ban.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The Georgia Supreme Court has reinstated the state's ban on abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. The high court today putting a lower court ruling overturning the ban on hold while it considers an appeal. Well, despite inflation, millions of Americans are flying for the holiday.
This year, Americans are paying on average almost $100 more per ticket than they did last year. TSA estimates they will screen about 2.5 million passengers today and Sunday, the two biggest travel days around Thanksgiving.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that the former head of operations at a food bank in Washington State, Faith Harris, has taken over as executive director of the Tanana Valley State Fair. Officials are attending a fair expo in Indianapolis next week, after which plans for the 2023 fair will pick up, according to Colleen Turner, president of the Tanana Valley State Fair Association Board of Directors. The 10 days of food, entertainment, livestock, rides, arts, crafts, competitive exhibits, games, and vendors goes from July 28th till August 6th of 2023. And the theme is Don't Go Bacon My Heart. Harris, 42, started the job on November 7th and will be mentored by Turner, who was acting executive director for the 2022 fair. Turner also ran the fair in the 1990s. Harris has a background in nonprofit administration and business development and has a deep passion for community engagement, reads the announcement by the Fair Association. She has extensive experience with volunteer management. She brings experience, passion, and fresh air to our organization, reads a statement from
Turner. Online at KFAR660.com.
Wine glasses never fall over until you get a brand new rug.
Oh no!
Ketchup bottles act normal till you're wearing a new shirt.
Ugh, you kidding me?
And rocks lie peacefully on the road till the day you get a brand new windshield. Then they fly up off the road and attack without mercy. That's why new windshields from Glass Doctor come with our windshield protection plan. Unlimited repairs and one replacement for 12 months. Don't just fix it, protect it. Glass Doctor, a neighborly company.
Lawyers often promise superior skills or care when litigating personal injury cases. But today, clients are also looking for value from their lawyer. At Jason Wiener & Associates, we recognize that some cases are easier than others. 33% is not always an equitable fee. We will design a contingency fee retainer that reflects the difficulty of your case. Jason Wiener & Associates will fight for you and help guide you through the personal injury claim process without charging you an arm and a leg. Call 907-452-5196 for a free personal injury consultation today.
It seems like everything comes with a cost nowadays. Streaming platforms, music platforms, cable TV, newspaper, you name it, you pay for it. Except for one, local radio. After more than 100 years, it's still absolutely free. Thanks to local businesses, restaurants, car shops, and retail stores. Find out what's happening over the weekend, where the sales are, the concerts, games, and fun local events. With local radio, you don't miss a thing. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio with Art Mathias. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
You know,
well.
This last election season, I think your timing is perfect. Because we went through that special election. It just showed the highlights of everything wrong with the way that they did this. You know, unfortunately, Congressman Young passed away while in office. So all of a sudden, you had a special election, and 47 people got on the ballot. 47.
A true jungle primary.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing was, is who wasn't on the ballot? Even Santa Claus got on the ballot. You know, I was telling people, you know, you better go get Casper the Friendly Ghost to endorse you so you can beat Santa Claus.
But these guys, it wasn't fair to those 47. Nobody got a voice out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And oh, my goodness.
A regular party system, they would have had all their debates in their parties. They would have worked out their talk and had some exchange of ideas. All we got this time was slander and anger. We didn't learn anything. We had nothing about the future of Alaska. It was all who can beat up on the other one the most.
Yeah, very correct. Very sad. And we got to go through it again.
Yeah, and again. So we're gonna, you know, this is also a huge national issue because they're taking ranked choice to state after state after state.
Yeah.
They want to define our elections just like they're defining our agenda. They want to redo all of this in every state.
Yeah.
Every municipality. They can't get it done in the state. They're coming back trying to do it in the various cities and municipalities. This is a huge fight. This is a national fight.
And
we really have to come together.
What I like about the timing of your initiative is they're going to be voting on it after going through the second jungle primary and the second ranked choice voting portion. And they're just going to be tired of saying, we got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of this now. Here's my opportunity. I'm voting to go back to the way it was.
Yeah, every outside group in the world, all of these Soros-funded Koch brothers are all going to be involved again. We got all this outside money coming. I want to tell, I don't want the Koch brothers or this ranked choice people. I want anybody telling me how to vote.
Yeah.
We're smart. We can figure it out. We're not dumb up here. Tired of being their serfs.
Tired of being manipulated by outside interests that has a lot of money. And you can come into Alaska and buy something that would take you, say, a single House legislative race in Washington to fund. You can do it statewide up here and make a big impact.
Absolutely. So we're going to need to raise $15 million to get rid of this. This is how ridiculous this is. They're going to have twice that.
Yeah,
$15 just to try to get rid of this. So we're out there doing the talk shows on back east. Our fundraising people are back there doing that because we know that's what it's going to take. So we need everybody to chip in. Go to our website, AlaskansForHonestGovernment.org, and give us $10. There's a website there. On the website, there's a credit card thing. Sign up. Become a sponsor on this on our website. Give us a little bit of money. Help us accomplish this to get our elections back.
I will have, over the next coming 2 years, I'm going to have you and your group on a few times.
Sounds good.
This is where you start. I was against ranked choice voting 2 years ago. You know, I'm still looking for people who say they voted for. I've only found a few. You know, it's funnier than heck now. You know, the vast majority saying, oh, I didn't vote for it, but the majority did, not by a vast amount, by 5,000 votes. And boy, no one's claiming it. Very few people claim that they voted for ranked choice voting in 2020.
And all the people I've talked to, I found two out of over 500 that say they like it. And it turned into a great opportunity to ask why and to give my side of the story. And I don't think either one of them like it anymore.
Yeah. You know, I think Kathy Geisel, Senator Geisel in Anchorage, she's quite happy.
Well, she's on the committee that put this all together.
Yeah, exactly. She's quite happy.
She created this. And she's down there organizing as a Democrat. So, you know, we've got some people that should not be elected. She's one of them.
Yeah, she's, you know, you never know what side of the aisle she's going to sit on. At least I try and be predictable.
We need people we can trust. This just doesn't work. But this system we've got is so confusing, where people are quitting the voting. They don't trust the system. And we need to remember, this is not a Republican. It's not a Democrat issue. It's not a nonpartisan issue. It's an Alaskan issue. We all got to get involved to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get involved, then we've lost our control of our elections, and we're going to be putting in the minority candidate all the way through it. So why bother to vote? If other people's votes get counted two or three times, why should I even bother to vote? What a rigged system.
Very true. Very true.
House electric.
So your initiative, it removes the jungle primary.
Yes.
It removes the ranking of the candidates.
Yes.
And you have to have a plurality, a majority of 50% plus one vote. You kept that aspect, or there's a runoff.
Correct.
Which is happening in Georgia right now in the Senate race.
See, one of the ways they sold this is it's going to be less expensive to do it their way. I don't see anything less expensive. I just see a whole bunch more time and a whole bunch more confusion. And I agree with regulating dark money. But there's only so much we can do because of all of the Supreme Court decisions that limit what we can do.
Yeah.
But we're doing everything we can on the dark money in this legislation. The governor needs to come and fix the dark money and do it right. That's really the legislator's job.
You know, I always I gave the prediction that for this to be done, for ranked choice voting to be removed, it would have to come from a citizen initiative. Because
what's gonna happen?
Yeah, because some legislators will be elected by ranked choice voting, such as Kathy Geisel.
Yep.
And they're going to be in a position to stop the change of how this will be done because of their position. And if they would have been in a primary, Senator Murkowski probably would not have survived the primary.
Neither would have Kathy Geisel.
Yeah, neither would have. Yeah.
Holland is barely behind. And right now, he has a chance of pulling out, but it's very, very slim.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a Democrat in our House seat with a standard primary. We would have had either Nick or Sarah. One of them would have won it.
Yeah.
So, and either one would be far better than somebody that knows how to brag about her guns and how many fish she's caught.
Well, you know, she's gonna get the chance to serve. Simple as that. And then she's going to be held, you know, every 2 years, an elected official is state house or U.S. house is held accountable for their actions and their votes.
Mary's a great person, but we never got to know her.
Yeah.
She was so cold in this election. All we saw was her pretty face and how many
sound bites. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know Mary. I think she's a beautiful, nice person, but I didn't get to know her.
Either did I. She didn't come on my radio show. And neither did Sarah. Nick was on early and often.
Yeah.
So was Governor Walker. But I didn't get less. I got Governor Dunleavy once. And I had Kelly Chewbacca a couple times. I had Senator Murkowski for about 15 minutes. But guess what? It was available for them, and they got to pick and choose. Ready for a phone call? Hopefully you can hear this one.
That would be nice.
Okay, here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Lee from North Pole.
Hello, Lee from North Pole. Art, can you hear Lee from North Pole?
No, I can't.
Sorry, Lee. Okay, give me your question or your thought, and I'll relay it to Art, okay?
I just want to make sure that I'm not for ranked choice voting. I think it's really bad for our state, but I want to make sure that when they put the verbiage on the ballot, I think that's where a lot of the confusion came in for people last time. The verbiage was like, do you want dark money in your state?
That was their moniker, yeah. Yeah.
No, which was the wrong choice. And then I think people were really confused about the verbiage. So I just want to make sure that whatever verbiage they put on the ballot, that it needs to
be plain and simple. Yeah. Aren't they talking about, Lee is asking about the verbiage you put on the ballot. You know, you get that headline, that moniker. And what they did last time, the moniker was, do you want to remove dark money from our election system? And so I guess, you know, what's your moniker going to be? Back to the Future.
Yes, I hope it's something like, you want to repeal ranked choice. That's what we're trying.
Yeah, this repeal of ranked choice voting. Yes or no?
Yeah, yes, that's what we want. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're asking for. Something really simple and a yes answer. Do you want to repeal the ranked choice voting system? Yes or no? That's what we're trying for. That's what our attorneys are going to work for with the lieutenant governor. So I'm leaving some of that up to the lawyers, and the attorney that's representing us knows this inside and out. So that's what we're working for.
Lee, thank you very much for the phone call. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Just having a small Thanksgiving dinner.
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing, Art?
Oh, I'm having a whole bunch of friends over at the house tomorrow. My wife loves Thanksgiving, and she loves cooking, loves decorating. So we got, I think it's 14 people at our house tomorrow. It's going to be a fun day.
Wow. Lee, you have a great day, and thank you for the phone call. And God bless you.
God bless you, too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I am cooking for the ladies up in the dispatch center, City of Fairbanks dispatch center. They're working on Thanksgiving. They're overworked, overstressed, and so I'm bringing them in a gourmet Thanksgiving meal for them about 2 o'clock, and then from there I'll probably go hang out at the Moose and watch my Dallas Cowboys get their butts beat. They're only 3-7 the last 10 games on Thanksgiving, so what the heck.
Well, enjoy your time with your public servants there, and give him a blessing.
Art, thank you very much for the phone call, sir. You have a great Thanksgiving. God bless you.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.
Yep. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in and talk about anything, we're going to have about 10 minutes left when we get back. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
November is the time when you really start to feel the pain of your home's bad windows, which makes it the ideal time for Renewal by Andersons Countdown to Black Friday Window Sale. This is Chris Dunn, the local owner. Our window sale is going on now and ends on Black Friday, and it's our biggest dollar discount of the entire year. Save 20% on every window and patio door, plus save $250 off your project with zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Renewal by Andersons Countdown to Black Friday Window Sale ends on Black Friday. Save 20% on every window and patio door, plus save $250 off your project with zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Don't miss Renewal by Andersons Countdown to Black Friday Window Sale, our biggest dollar discount of the year. Call before November 25th, 885-3100. 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
Did you miss out on the big holiday radio auction? Don't sweat it, as we have a nice selection of items still remaining and waiting for you now at AlaskaRadioAuction.com. Loads of wonderful gift certificates for food, jewelry, tools, sporting goods services, and much more. Get everything you need for that Christmas shopping for a fraction of the price. Go to AlaskaRadioAuction.com and save big. But hurry, this is the last week, and when it's gone, it's gone. That's AlaskaRadioAuction.com. And happy holidays.
Trust is a precious commodity. A septic tank, for instance, me, knows this. My family knows this. I taught them this. Now they trust Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing to pump me out. I need but one thing, and I have my limits. Winter's coming, holidays, company. Don't want me messing up your entertainment plans? Trust me. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing just once a year is your best choice.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR Weather.
A dense fog advisory continues until noon today. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 16. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 2 above. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 10 above tomorrow. A dusting of snow Friday through Friday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio with you for the next 10 minutes before we take our Thanksgiving break. Hopefully, you're going to have a great day. I will be also broadcasting my Fairbanks Foodie Show on Saturday evening from 5:30 to 6. And if you want to listen in on KFAR Radio, what I'm going to be doing is bringing Fairbanks and all the listeners through making two omelets, the French omelet and the American version. The French is the standard that started it all, the petite, the soft, the fluffy, and then you have the American version, which is basically the weightlifter, the big boy, a little bit of brown egg stuffed with cheese, onion, peppers, mushrooms. Yes, two different styles. Then we'll also get into a little bit of restaurant reviews. I went out to the Pump House on Sunday for their brunch. Big thumbs up there. Good recommendation. If you can do that, go there sometime, bring your family, go with a friend, go by yourself. I sat at the bar by myself, just went through there. It's the type of place that I can go back two or three different times and have different items without having the same thing twice. That's what I can do. That's how you know you have a good buffet. You filled up, but there were so many good things, you didn't have everything that you wanted to have. So you have to go back and try it. They had all the sausages, Lincoln patty, and bacon that you could eat. They had a prime rib that was just moist, soft, succulent. You had your cheesy scrambled eggs. You had your very, very good eggs Benedict. You had a salad bar with cheeses and olives there for you. Very good selection of the items. If you're going to go there and you want to sit in the bar, you're going to need a reservation. They did not have any tables at the bar. It's just, you know, I like sitting in one of the couch seats there with a table. But those were all taken. All the tables were taken. So I sat at the bar, and what they did was they had these elevated serving trays that you put your plate on. So it's a very good system. It's very nice. They give you the mimosa, the orange juice, the water. If you want apple juice, cranberry juice, anything else, you want a beverage, a Coca-Cola, whiskey and water, beer, whatever it is you want, it's available for you. But they also give the attention to detail there. The service was just spot on. You know, sometimes in today's world, they're open, a restaurant is open, and they're just trying to stay open with the service that they have. Out there at the Pump House on Sunday, you could see many people working, the maitre d' sitting people as soon as they came in, the wait staff pouring you water, you go serve yourself, the cocktail waitresses for beverages were there spot on. It was good to see that they opened the buffet up there and it was working. People are happy, smiley faces. There's another guy at the bar. he was just like me, you know. He had as much, but a little bit different. He had as much peeling shrimp as you could ever take a look at eating. They have that too for you, as much as you want. As much as you want to have there, you can have. And it was all good. There are dessert plates. There are dessert trays. I had three different desserts. I could have had about 10. My options were about 10 or 12. And they all looked good, you know. But boy, you know, after I had my salad plate, then my food plate, then my three little desserts, I was good to go. I was stuffed, happily so. And big recommendation, big recommendation. Now, what are you going to have on Friday and Friday night for food? Because it's the biggest leftover day of the year. It's even more leftovers than Christmas. Thanksgiving is the biggest leftover day of the year. Everyone's looking at Black Friday, and I look at the best leftover day of the year for food. What are you going to have? What are you going to venture out to do? What are you going to try? Are you going to take the sandwich and make the traditional Thanksgiving turkey gravy mashed potato on there? This is what I like doing. I like getting the roll. I get the Poppin' Fresh rolls. I get the white meat. I get some cheese. I put some gravy on there, leftover gravy, and some stuffing. I go with the stuffing, not the mashed potato. And those are my little slider sandwiches. I have those for about 2 days, and those are great. You know, I've got to fight the Dalmatian off of him. He likes his leftovers also, and he thinks that anything that I have is also his. And I don't know where he learned that from, but he did. So what the heck? But what do you have on Thanksgiving and the day after, the biggest leftover day of the year? Everyone talks about getting out the Walmart at 6 a.m. for the store hours opening. I'm looking at the refrigerator. What am I having on Saturday, Friday? What am I going to be watching football with? What type of food do I get to have again? Am I getting that great big pie over at Costco for $6? That's about a 12-inch pie that'll serve 10 people, and hoarding it for myself? No. But I'm going to have a pumpkin pie again. I'm going to have pecan pie from Stone Soup. Yes, that's going to be a good one. I'm picking up some stuff from Stone Soup that I'm serving to the ladies up there on the call center. And they're going to have a good day. Went through my description of how I'm doing it yesterday on the air. I'm smoking it. The 22-pound turkey, and boy, they're not going to eat that much. But the 22-pound turkey is right now in a brine, started yesterday. My brine is made up of pickling spices, cognac, and maple syrup. Plus a bay leaf or two that's in there. So it'll brine for two and a half days. And then it's also anyone from the police station that's in there on Thanksgiving, they can go up and also enjoy some Thanksgiving food. So a wonderful smoked turkey. And I'll be using the smoking apparatus. Will be a Weber Smoky Mountain. This time of year, you don't use your auger style smokers. That anyway, with the wood pellet smoker, you just don't use those because the moisture will gum up your auger, and getting a expanded pellet out of there, that's not fun. So anyway, but what are you doing? Are you going to enjoy yourself? Are you going to have a good day? Going to watch football? Going to do something else? Fairbanks Rescue Mission, they're doing a great job. Bobby's, they do a great job serving the needy. They've been doing it for years. I'm in charge of getting 15 smoked turkeys to the Fairbanks Rescue Mission tomorrow. I will not fail in that. Got some great people doing it. So Fairbanks, it's time for me to go. I will see you on Monday, where I start my 7th year of this program. It's been a fun 6 years. We'll see what brings year 7. You have a great Thanksgiving. I will see you on Monday.